For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Let's do this.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
I'm just an on-air host.
Rich Eisen.
Looking for shoulder care.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Today's guests, actor Zach Galifianakis, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward, two-time Academy Award winner Peter Farrelly. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
This edition of The Rich Eisen Show live on Disney Plus, the ESPN app, where Women's Sports Now debuted last night. Everybody can check out that show. Corey Close, UCLA champion head coach, was in studio. Becky Hammon, the Las Vegas Aces world champion head coach, was on a Zoom. It was a fun show. You can check it out on Disney Plus also. There's a Women's Sports Now page there. We're very excited about that show. No Contest Wrestling is actually counter-programming this show in hour number three on ESPN2. That's just how many tentacles the Rich Eisen Productions world is getting.
We got to win.
Into the Disney field. We're getting our hooks in.
We stay winning.
As a matter of fact, TJ Jefferson. It's you know, I don't.
By the way, did he leave the flag like that?
I guess so. The Cowboys flag is over his seat.
I'm not going to stand for
you. You know what that looks like? That looks like how the Raiders used to tarp the upper deck. You know, with the Raiders logo.
Cover the seat. Yeah.
To make it look like it was more filled. That's what that is over there. So TJ's left a Cowboys flag over his chair. He and O'Shea Jackson Jr. are at WrestleMania.
Love it.
42. So hour number three of this program, when Peter Farrelly, the director, strolls in here, he will be on the air with O'Shea Jackson Jr. talking about WrestleMania 42. Good to see you, Chris Brockman.
Good to see you,
how
Rich.
Are you?
Great, man. Happy Friday.
Good to see you, Jason.
Hey,
Feller.
What's
just
up,
the
Rich?
Three of us here today.
I love it.
It's us. I know.
The bald is beautiful Friday.
It is a bald is beautiful Friday.
Should have shaved my head.
Zach Galifianakis is in our green room.
I am so excited.
I am too.
I know. Just like smiling.
I am too. It's going to be a lot of smiles on today's show because he's got a new program on Netflix called This is a Gardening Show. And if you're wondering what it is, it's a gardening show. And you know, sometimes you just hit the nail on the head, just call it what it is. This is a gardening show.
The title doesn't always give
me an idea, it's delightful, and he's here. And of course, we're going to go down a pop culture wormhole with Zach Galifianakis. And then Peter Farrelly is here. This new movie is all wrong. It's called Balls Up. It is exactly what you think it is, except you really don't know what it is, but it's worth your time. Mark Wahlberg and Paul Walter Hauser are starring, and it's good old-fashioned silliness from Peter Farrelly. Cam Hayward's on this program. We're heading to Pittsburgh next week for the draft, and so that's going down. Tom Pelissero, anything about the NFL draft that you're curious about, we hope to get out of him. Our first guest next week for draft week. Is Fernando Mendoza.
So
that's the way we roll.
I've heard of that guy.
That's on Monday. That's how we kick off our draft week. We're going to be in Pittsburgh Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. There's you, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'm curious to hear who you want your team to take. I'm happy to have these conversations with you. If you think, I might have some insight, I'll lend it to you because the rumors are flying.
I know.
Gents.
We've made it. That's how we know draft season is here. It's lying season, obviously, but the rumors are going nuts, and I'm here for it.
I'm hearing a lot of what's true and what's not. I have no idea. no clue about it. But you know, I'm hearing, you know, that players that you're, I don't want to rumor monger or anything like that. I know you like it when I do that sort of
thing. You know, it's
but players
fun.
That you see ascribed to certain teams in all these mock drafts, and then you hear like, no, they don't want him. They have no part in wanting him. And then you'll see on draft night, New York Giants select Sonny Styles after all.
Yeah, and you're like, what? I thought they...
I'm dropping some breadcrumbs here. I have no idea what the Giants are going to do, and you're hearing all sorts of crazy rumors. Who the hell knows? But general managers still have to talk because they're having press conferences. Adam Peters of the Washington Commanders, sitting seventh overall, for instance. You're seeing in mock drafts, they stick and pick. You're seeing in mock drafts, they're trading out.
Out, yep.
This is the spot where not only Daniel Jeremiah, but Todd McShay of the NFL Media Group and The Ringer, or NFL Network, I should say, the NFL Media Group we are no longer employed by. 23 years, I got to get out of that habit. But Disney's Daniel Jeremiah and The Ringer's Todd McShay both have Carnell Tate going to the Jets here because the Jets trade up and the Commanders trade back. And they trade all the way from 7 to 16. That's a large drop.
Mm-hmm.
But they get another second-round selection for it. Or they get a second-round selection for it. Because I don't believe they have one. At any rate, Adam Peters was asked about, well, what are the odds of them trading back? Or do you think you're going to stick and pick? That's what they asked. Are you going to just stay at 7?
I would say more likely than not that would happen, but you never know. You never know who's in it. It'll depend on who's on the board if a team wants to move up, you know, and then we have to decide if we want to do that. But I would say more likely than not we'd stay and pick, but, you know, I don't foresee us moving up, but, moving back just depends on the circumstances. But we're not like – I don't want to say we're not actively trying to move back. You know, we're always assessing our options and making sure we're ready and then understanding who's going to be there at certain positions and certain spots, you know, towards the middle to the later part of the first round. But and just being prepared for that, but not really actively trying to get out of that at all.
Because you'd have to think, why wouldn't they take Carnell Tate themselves? Why wouldn't they take Jeremiah Love themselves? Why wouldn't they do such a thing for Jaden Daniels coming back from his – highly disappointing injury marred second season. Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't
Great
they?
Question.
In the same way that the you know Jets fans are dreaming of having a Buckeye receiver room with Garrett Wilson and Carnell Tate, why wouldn't you take the youngest one to date, the newest one, and pair him with the OG of it all and Terry McLaurin? Why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you do Jeremiah Love drafting? Why wouldn't you do that? Why would you trade back?
They need a running back. I don't know. It's so funny. It seems like half the teams want to load up on picks for next year, and then the other half are thinking about moving up in this year's draft. It's really interesting.
Well, the reason why you would not, you know, I understand that everybody's trying to, maybe some are trying to move back, but I don't understand why they would. Because if you're in the top 10, that's where the ultimate value in this draft is. The only thing is it's not a positional value. We're not taking a safety that high. We're not taking an off-the-ball linebacker that high. We're not taking a hybrid linebacker that high. We're not fill in the blank.
How about we just take awesome players and figure out
that's the idea.
Our scheme
that's why I don't understand why the Commanders do not have a second-round selection. They've got a 3-5. 2 sixes and a 7. That's another reason of why to trade back, though. And if you feel that there is value in the second round, third round, then you do that.
I mean, every year there's lots of starters who come out of the second
round.
Correct.
But we love somebody that we think we can take in the middle of the first round anyway. Very helpful. We love the kid. We think we could just trade back and get more picks. That's one way to do it. That's a way to tell the Commanders you can trade back. But if Jeremiah Love's sitting there or Carnell Tate's sitting there, really, you're going
to
do that?
I don't know how you say no to those guys.
And then the guy in front of them is, you know, that's where Domino would fall. That's Andrew Berry of the Browns, who gave a masterclass answer to Mary Kay Cabot of saying absolutely nothing when asked about his draft strategy. Hit it.
Our mindset, you know, going into the draft, you know, with our most valuable asset isn't about, hey, just traded away or traded. It's maximizing the asset, and that can at different times take different forms. It can be selecting a player, it could be trading it for a veteran, it could be trading down, it could be trading up, and so you know, we will continue to work through all those, you know, possibilities. You know, up until really we get on the, you know, we get on the clock on Thursday night. So, but I'd say, Mary Kay, like, you know, we're working through a number of different scenarios at this point.
Wow, brilliant. I mean, it's brilliant.
Well done.
That's well done.
Classy.
We could move up. We could move down. We're going to maximize the assets. We got all sorts of options.
Maximizing the assets.
Listen, and then, you know, Andrew Berry, I can't wait for the Browns draft. You know, because then there'll be like moments like last year with Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Like, what the hell are they? What is he doing? What is he thinking? But in retrospect, how does Fannin, Judkins, Mason Graham sound to you from one single draft class? And you also traded out. You got another pick this year because you let somebody take Travis Hunter, who you know,
Browns had a really good draft.
That's what I was just saying.
Really good draft.
So what do they do at six?
Yeah,
Carnell Tate sitting there like, no, we don't need him. Or do they trade out? Or what do they do? Do they take another offensive lineman? Is that what they do? Would they take Jeremiah Love? You know, I if he's the best player in the draft on your draft board and he's sitting there at six, and I know you just got Quinshon Judkins.
Take him, man.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why not? You know?
I like good players. Let's just stockpile
Correct.
Those.
Just keep on yeah, doing that. And the Browns did that last year. We'll see what Todd Monk and, will do in that regard. The one team, though, that I really like what they have done, and I know this is kind of a bit of a hot take because they traded away their top wide receiver just as they went ahead and hired a new quarterback who's never done it before at the level that they're going to have him do it in Malik Willis. I love that. I kind of dig what the Dolphins have done.
Hmm.
Ever since Stephen Ross made that unconventional move of waiting 3 days after you would normally fire your coach you don't have any faith in and walk in the middle of an exit meeting between player and coach and say to the player, I need a minute with our coach because he's not going to be your coach anymore. And that wasn't the way I would normally handle business. But after that, bringing Troy Aikman in and basically say, we'll take the two guys from Green Bay and let them go. John Eric Sullivan was asked about his first draft coming up. And does he need to run everything by Stephen Ross? And this is an outstanding answer while giving an answer.
Hit it. How will the draft process work as far as who has the final word? Is it you? Is it Steve Ross? Do you have to run the first round picks by Steve? Every pick by Steve? How is that going to work?
Yeah, I mean, Stephen is as supportive of an owner as you can be. And obviously, you know, he's the owner of the team. I mean, that speaks for itself. It's my call.
Let's go.
It's my call.
Can we get that as a new drop? It's my call,
sir.
Just the way you said it, too.
And that might.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give this answer. I'm going to laud. I will compliment
my owner.
I will pay respect to the man who signs the checks.
Yep, smart move.
But it's my call. Who we are drafting here? At the Miami Dolphins organization. And I just, you know, Aikman's apparently going to be in the draft room, but apparently says he will not offer any advice on what player there is going to be picking.
Hey, Troy,
by the way, and I heard some pushback on that, like, yeah, he's not going to say anything. No, because he's the one who said we should hire these guys.
Right.
You imagine? He's now going to have 2 cents on, you know, don't take that player.
They're going to come look at Troy real quick, and he's going to go.
Let him go. I don't know. I doubt it. But I think it's just in the same way that you're like, let's get really good players here,
yeah,
and just keep amassing them. Let's get really smart people who you trust their football acumen, and let's keep adding them to our roster.
Yeah, let's team build around all right. these smart people.
And the Dolphins are going to replace the loss of Jalen Waddle with a rookie who is not going to be required to be paid the manner in which Jalen Waddle's being paid at wide receiver. And you're going to start and hook him up with your new quarterback and go to work with Devin Achane. That's the guy. Smart to keep him. You're going to pay him. He's the home run hitter.
Yeah, and if everyone says this is such a good wide receiver draft, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Exactly. I kind of dig what the Dolphins are doing.
He might be on an island with
us. One. Oh, okay, great. 1 week from tonight, 1 week from now, we'll be in Pittsburgh. We'll be one segment in, knowing what happened the night before, getting the answers to all these questions about how many trades are there going to be, who wants to trade down because there's no longer enough premium players at a so-called premium position. How many are going to say screw it and draft a positional player in a spot you normally wouldn't draft that player? How many quarterbacks are going to go? All those questions are going to be answered by this point next week when we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But if the Dolphins go ahead and get, with the 11th overall pick and the 30th overall pick, some really terrific football players that fill a need, will be coming on the air saying they've checked the box. Now we'll see what they do in night two and in day three. And I think they're going to get the right ones. I know. It's kind of crazy if the Dolphins out there, yeah, you know what, I mean, together.
Yeah, it is. It'd be a different change of pace for them.
Let's take a break. What do you think? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. This is a gardening show. This is the Rich Eisen show.
Got it.
But Zach Galifianakis' new Netflix show is called This is a Gardening Show. An outstanding clip and a conversation coming up next. In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Or apples.
That's weird. Zach Galifianakis is here. Our radio audience has just returned. This is a gardening show available for streaming next week on Earth Day, April 22nd, exclusively on Netflix. And also, you've got other different aspects of gardening. Foraging
is
one.
Yes.
How does one learn? What should I learn about foraging?
Well, this is how we used to get our food as humans, right?
Uh-huh,
so yes. The show also has there's kind of a history lesson in each episode as well. But foraging in Canada, at least with the French Canadians,
yes,
I think that tradition still is there. And foraging is basically going into the woods and looking for food. So. Okay. When you think about it, that's early humans. That's what we did. We
right.
would just go in and look for our food.
But now there's sections of food in a place that you can go and buy them.
That is correct. But there is a real lost connection, I think, we have to food. Because of that, we all have this convenient thing, which is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But my family and I will go out and look for mushrooms together. And it's really kind of an amazing event to just go get your own food. And then we cook them up, and there's something about that. I feel like we're losing that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope this show kind of reminds us that we need to stay connected to our food.
Yes, indeed. And you root vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
We learned about composting mm-hmm. as well.
Composting is very important. I let me just stress that composting is I would say that's the most important thing.
Yes.
When you're starting a garden is to try just to collect your kitchen scraps. Is anyone still listening? Hello? I would imagine a lot of people have turned off by now.
Not at all.
Okay, good.
I want to hear about Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. Me too.
Tell me what I should do with my banana peel.
You put it right in a compost and you put everything in your kitchen scraps. I put fish sometimes, but I don't put heavy meats in there. Oh. You can put dairy. You mm-hmm. can put, and then at the end of it, yes. Rich,
yes.
is what you get is a soil or a compost that I can now, after a year, take yes. that compost, put it in my wheelbarrow.
Yes.
Literally throw seeds on it. Just throw seeds.
In the wheelbarrow.
And the plants will start to grow.
Huh. Look at you.
And these are the kind of things that I've always find fascinating. I mean, you know, the idea of a little seed that can grow into a gigantic pumpkin, you yes. know. Elon Musk can't do that.
How could he even think about doing such a thing?
I don't think he has.
No, he's not foraging for.
He can't do that. No.
He's probably not.
No.
But you are going to look so people can watch this and learn. You also have kids involved in this as well.
Well, I wanted it to be kind of a family thing a yes. little bit because I think the kids don't know anything. Our children don't know anything. So I think, you know, I think it's really important for the next generation to know this stuff.
So there's no composting TikTok page is what you're saying?
I don't know how to TikTok.
You're filling that void right now?
I guess. I mean, I don't know anything about
social
media.
How old are your
kids? I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess we'll Google that. Zach Galifianakis here on The Rich Eisen Show. So when was the last Between Two Ferns that you put together? When was it such a
I don't know. The last one I did, I don't. It's been a few years.
It's been
and
too
I,
long.
I don't remember who we did last.
When can we get you to do that again as a human race?
Well,
Zach,
Rich.
Yes,
I feel like we're kind of living in meaner times right now.
Uh huh.
And I'm not sure that tonally might work
you
at this moment.
So.
I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like people are kind of in on the gag at this point.
I guess so. Yeah. Maybe that is the reason to do one. But
right. And that people who you have sitting in between the ferns kind of making fun of themselves because you're asking the questions in the manner in which you're doing it. And then also when I do need a laugh, I will call up the bloopers reels from your show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every time, and I know pretty much all of them by heart by now, and it does not matter.
The bloopers all. Are, I have seen those bloopers. I always say my career is a blooper. but those bloopers are joyous because I've never been interested in pranking anyone.
Yes.
I always wanted to be a joint effort, but I'd never wanted the audience to think that.
Right.
Right. So then when we showed the bloopers, we kind of gave that up a little bit.
Right. I mean, you pull back the curtain
a little bit,
but still.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions for you on these. Brad Pitt spitting the gum at you.
Mm-hmm.
Was that expected or was that?
I asked him to do that.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, no problem. I'll do
I
it.
Think he just put my gum in his mouth and spit it in my face. It was my gum. He took it out of my, I can't remember.
Right.
But, yep, that's how that went down.
Okay. Was there anybody that you had to twist their arm and they needed a minute before they did what you asked of them? Or they all went with the flow?
Everybody was pretty game. You know, they don't really get the questions ahead of time.
They don't?
No. I mean, I think with President Obama, they did because we didn't have that much time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't want to give them the questions at all because that takes away the element of surprise that you need that honest reaction from them. But yeah, it's like Obama's from like Second City. He's really good at comedy.
He was really good.
Yeah.
At it.
Yeah. Very good at it.
Right. Were you nervous about
that? When I was incredibly nervous. I was because we were in the White House and we were.
Oh, you went to him.
Yeah, we went to him. And I'm not a cool cat. And he is.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, but he was great. And he called me after it came out. He called my cell phone.
So you're just walking around.
I'll never forget. I was at a construction site.
What?
Yeah, I was at a construction site. And this is just a dumb thing. He calls me. I'm like with traffic cones. He calls me and we chat. And then I hang up. I'm alone. And I had no. And I just took a picture of the chair I was sitting in.
There was no one to share
this. There's an empty chair. I have a picture of an empty chair next to two traffic cones to commemorate the call I got from Obama. But that was thrilling. I actually got nervous when he called me because I didn't expect that. He didn't have to call me.
Right. And there's trucks backing up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And and we've become really close friends since then.
So I'm
mandated. Are we going to talk sports?
You want to?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I love sports.
I'm happy to do that, but I have a couple more questions.
Okay, keep
for you
going,
on this,
please,
if you don't mind.
No, I don't.
Did the White House provide the ferns, or did you bring the ferns?
Question. That is a great question.
Okay,
man, I don't know.
Presidential plants,
because they would have had there would have had to have been a security check.
So yeah,
we
got to check
them.
The soil, right? I mean,
yeah, the pH balance.
Exactly. Right.
I have to say, that is a fantastic question.
Thank you, sir.
I do not know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We got to look into that.
Yeah. How do you look into that? Who are you going to call? If I don't know.
Look it up in Obama's new library. That's
yes,
gotta be
maybe. Oh, by the way,
yes.
They called me to see if I would give them permission to put something in the new library. Hey. So I'm in the presidential library, I think. Yeah, isn't that really cool?
What you've done
with
these ferns and this show. See, that's what I'm saying. You got to keep doing it.
Yeah. I'm also in the Spiro Agnew library.
That's right. I don't know where that one is. That. Where is that? We looked at Google. The Spiro Agnew library.
Yep.
By the way, outstanding vice presidential pull right there.
Oh, really?
I like that one.
Thank you. Well, speaking of vice president, I stumped President Obama because no one ever knows this.
Okay.
And I asked him before we filmed this, I said, President Obama, can you tell me who Gerald Ford's vice president was?
Oh,
no one remembers.
He didn't remember.
No. Do you remember?
So he's like a replacement vice president, pretty much. Who is it?
Rockefeller.
Remember? Nelson Rockefeller was?
Were you going to have to go with first names? I don't know what his first name. Right, I'm right about that, right? Rockefeller.
Yeah, look it up. Google it.
And my father-in-law is the only one that's ever gotten that question.
Nelson Rockefeller.
Right.
Yep.
Talking composting and Spiro Agnew with Zach Galifianakis here.
Well, Agnew was Greek.
Rich Eisen Show.
He was Greek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why.
So that's why you. That's
we all know each other. Yeah,
that's your type, right?
That's my type.
You're tight.
We're
Spiro
tight.
Agnew,
we're tight. Yes.
You're Vardalos.
Yeah.
You know,
I know her.
Okay. This is a gardening show is available for streaming next week exclusively on Netflix. I'd love to talk Hangover with you, if I may, sir.
Okay. I'm in that movie.
I am aware of that. And you are fantastic in it.
Thank you.
And the scene in which you were tased.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was it in the script that you were going to get tased in the face?
No, I said I've seen tased on the body before.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggested, can you tase me in the face? That was after I realized. So the director wanted to really tase us.
Todd Phillips.
Yes. And
with real electricity.
Yes. I'm like, well, then don't hire actors. Then just don't. So anyway, the face thing was that came up on the spot.
Okay.
Yeah. And we
so tase me in the face.
Yep.
And then Riggle came out with the in the face.
In the face.
Okay.
Right. And I think he calls me Fat Jesus.
That was not
which
scripted.
Is blasphemous.
That was not scripted.
That's a joke I've had that he stole from me years before.
Okay. All right. What about the part where you're still walking? You've been tased once.
Mm-hmm.
You need one more
mm-hmm.
to finally put you down.
Mm-hmm.
Was that in the script or was that just?
I do know that we wanted like a more of a Frankenstein moment there where the tasing wasn't working. Because of the size of me, I guess. It's just another fat joke in The Hangover. I don't remember. I don't remember how that went down.
It's
that part.
Good. Just the sheer fear on the boy's face after tasing you in the face,
and that's
and you're still not.
That's
down.
that's one of the crew's kids. A lot of the kids in the movie, that's from the crew. The children of the crew are in that scene with us.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because we've had Ken Jeong here before.
Who's that?
Okay. And
oh, yes. I remember him from that very artful show, The Masked Singer.
That one. Yes. That one. He is from The Masked Singer. Yes, sir.
That show is so crazy.
It's funny. You mentioned Obama before as well. My kids, when they were much younger watching it, they thought every single singer in The Masked Singer was somebody way more famous than it would ever be in The Masked Singer. So they kept guessing over and over and over again that
Obama was going to.
Yes, they kept saying. So I made a deal with them that they would all get a crisp $100 bill if a mask came off and it was any Obama.
Oh, that's
Barack, Michelle, Sasha, Malia, name any Obama.
That's not going to happen.
That's correct.
But Ken Jeong is one of my, I love that man.
He's a sweetheart.
Him. Yes, he is. And I've known him before we were even The Hangover together. We used to do stand-up together on stage.
No kidding.
Yep.
Where? Here in town?
At a coffee house in Culver City.
Okay. Yep. I love it. He said it was his idea to be completely buck naked in the trunk of the car, and that when he came up with the idea, Todd Phillips not only said, you don't have to ask me twice, but put it in writing, and he had to sign a waiver that he couldn't go back on the idea. Did you know that he was naked when he jumped out of the car, or did you see it for the first time when the camera was rolling?
First of all, of course it would be only Ken that came up with the idea. Who else is going to request that, Rich? What focus group got together? And so we got to see that guy. I don't recall if I knew he was nude or not.
Okay.
So that probably means I didn't know.
Okay.
So he probably, that was a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's brave, that guy.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know if that's brave. Yeah, he's brave.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be buck naked with only just brandishing a tire iron, you know?
Yeah, he went for it. He went for it.
Okay. And it didn't.
I couldn't. I mean, I've done a lot of things that are embarrassing, but that one is hard to do. Jimmy Kimmel asked me to be naked at the Oscars.
Which one?
I don't know.
Okay.
The one that he hosted recently.
Okay.
I was like,
what was the idea behind that?
Well, John Cena ended up doing it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right, right, right.
Okay.
He's the one that should do it.
Yeah, that was for costume.
For
costume.
Body-wise. Yeah, I was like, I can't do that stuff anymore.
Okay. Yeah. And did you got a Tyson story from the set? Anything related? Tyson related?
Well, I mean, the thing that I remember the most about, well, first of all, Mike Tyson's an interesting dude. We talked a lot of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very knowledgeable about stand-up.
No kidding.
Yes. And like Ernie Kovacs, like he's really, really.
He knew about Ernie Kovacs?
Yes.
Come on.
I promise you. It's very interesting that way. But I guess the thing I remember the most is how many takes we did when he punched me. Because when he punched me, and I think we did 30. Every time I felt his fist just graze my hair.
Oh.
And then finally I went up to Todd and I said, how many times? Because if he had made a connection, you know, that's it. Yeah. Finally, I have an excuse for plastic surgery. So I do remember that, you know, having that weapon come at you 30 times and he was going full on. It, you know, that I do remember that part.
Yeah.
That part was very, I was nervous.
So you might be the only one he's ever pulled a punch on in his entire life.
He pulled about 30 punches on me.
But just to graze you.
And I felt it every time. No, my beard was a little longer than it is
sure.
now.
Okay,
so,
thank goodness.
But it was a thing. Okay. It was a thing.
So do you want to talk sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try it. Well, my dad was a football player. My dad he was a scholarship football player at North Carolina State. Like, he was a real great athlete.
Okay.
But that's really all I have to offer.
Okay, great.
Oh, I got a soccer scholarship.
What? Where?
I did. I think I may have made this up in my mind. I really do. I can't tell yet because I'm 56 now. I'm like, I've been telling this
I'm the
story.
Same age.
I've been telling this story for years, which is this. I think I got two. I wasn't even good, but I got two soccer scholarships. And yes. I remember One of the schools, I think the mascot was a pickle. And I'm like, I can't go play for the Pickles. I can't.
So, okay. So this is easily findable. Like, look
no,
up
I, there's
the
no
mascot
way.
Of pickle.
Oh, yeah. That might, you can find. Okay. I think the college was Mount Olive.
Mount Olive.
Mount Olive
Pickles.
And the other college was Coastal Carolina.
Oh, well, yeah. That is.
In Myrtle Beach, I think it is.
North Carolina School of the Arts is.
Yeah, nobody was
their mascot. Their mascot is the Fighting Pickles.
Who is?
North Carolina School of the Arts.
Yeah, the North Carolina's.
They're the Fighting
Pickles. Well, my mom wanted me to go to school there. Maybe I'm getting. So Mount Olive College.
Yes.
Which is Mount Olive Pickles. Pickles are from Mount Olive. Mm-hmm. There's a brand.
Okay.
They, I feel like, were called the Pickles.
Mount Olive are the Trojans.
Okay.
Well, they might have changed their name.
They may have changed their name. Yeah, that's like, what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Or this story is completely made up.
By the way, it's amazing.
But
regardless.
Why would I make that story up?
Like, great question.
Yeah, I don't. So that's, I think that's, the, I think
have
it's
to
real.
Figure out yourself, sir.
And I think I kept the letters, and I would have to go through my archives.
So, like a welcome letter.
We're interested
for the Mount
in you coming.
Olive soccer team.
Yep.
Where did you play? Were you?
I was left wing.
Oh,
striker. Okay.
So you could,
but I'm right footed. I mean, that's how we weren't that. I mean, we were a bunch of hillbillies. I was like, we. I mean,
you're a right footed left winger.
But I actually,
Mount Olive, which might not be the Pickles, for a soccer scholarship that may never have existed.
I don't think it did. This whole thing
is the greatest sports story we've ever heard in the history of this program.
Yeah, it's good.
I think I was just trying to compete with my father and. My dad didn't know anything about soccer.
Oh, this is a father-son thing, huh?
No, I don't know. I love my dad so
much.
That's
good.
Yeah, I did. He's a good man.
That's good.
Really good man.
What's the Audacity that you're involved with right now? New episodes are airing on AMC and AMC.
The Audacity is a really, really... it's really nice to say this because I don't think I've ever had a chance. It's a really important show. I don't think I've ever had a need to say that.
Okay.
So this is about... the Silicon Valley and the people that are designing all the things that we touch.
Okay.
And what kind of personalities they are and where we're headed with all this craziness. So it really is kind of a dark comedy about that world.
Okay. So the world of the Audacity, you're involved with technology and the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then for This is a Gardening Show, you're going back to foraging, composting.
Yeah.
Like there was no such thing as a screen ever.
I preferred that world. The garden world is more that's my right. thing.
Sure.
I'm not really technological. To watch me get on a Wi-Fi thing is really sad. It's like I'm 80.
What do you mean?
When I text someone, it looks like a serial number.
What's the difficulty with getting on Wi-Fi?
I think we're living in a time of over communication. I just do. Like, I mean, I think you're. Did you say you were 56?
I am your age. Yes.
So
sir.
I think when you're this age, you know the life beforehand, before all this crap.
Yeah.
And then now.
Correct.
And so I'm of the age where I can tell the difference between the past and now, and I just. Think where we're headed with technology scares me.
Yes.
It just does a little bit because there's no guardrails.
I agree.
There's no
you.
Law.
I'm with you.
And
why
all
we
these weirdos
stuff?
Up in Northern California are making, and we, there's no, what are we to do?
Right. It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
You really go there when somebody who's like, I've created some AI, which is going to be very helpful for so many people, unless it gets a mind of its own and starts killing all of us. We need to be careful. And they're like, we need to be careful about that. I'm like, who's the ones who need to be careful about it?
Yeah, I go to the doctor 2 days ago. And I'm asking the doctor, like, how has AI improved? And he said, well, you know what's interesting? ChatGPT can hallucinate. That's what he said to me. It can hallucinate.
Like what?
And it can even start forming your opinions the way you see fit. So there's no guardrails here at all. So where what is all this? So I guess the show is trying to highlight, you know, that world and maybe where we're headed. So it does scare me, I'll be honest.
And maybe it's a good idea to learn how to forage then. based on what you're saying. This is a gardening show available for streaming next week on exclusively on Netflix, starting on Earth Day itself, April 22nd. And again, I'm a huge fan. I really appreciate you coming on here. And I request more Between Two Ferns.
Thank you, Rich.
And
thanks for having me.
I think
me.
I'm speaking that on behalf of a lot of people. And I understand what you're saying about, you know, that times are meaner and nastier. And the construct of the show is you are asking mean and nasty questions of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny.
All right.
And I need to laugh that way.
Okay.
If I may.
All right. I appreciate that. And I will take that into consideration.
Okay. And next time you come on here, we will get to the bottom of this soccer story.
Please don't get to the bottom of it, because the bottom of it is going to be it never existed.
And who provided the ferns at the White House?
That one we need to know.
Oh, okay. We'll dive into that. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Zach Galifianakis here, ladies and gentlemen, back on the Rich Eisen Show to keep moving on in this first of a Friday show. Rich Eisen here. I've traveled all over for some of the biggest NFL moments you can imagine. Conference championships, Super Bowls, draft weekends, and everywhere I go, the city just feels different. It's buzzing, packed, electric. Now, take that energy and multiply it by the entire world. That's what's coming this summer with the FIFA World Cup. Fans from every corner of the globe are going to be traveling to experience it live. And when that many people come to town, they're all looking for a place to stay. And that got me thinking. If you live in or near a host city, this is one of those rare moments. You already have a space. This summer, you could list your space on Airbnb while fans are in town for the FIFA World Cup, not as a full-time thing, not as some huge lifestyle change, just during an event when demand is naturally high. When I travel for big games, I just want a comfortable place in a real neighborhood, and that's exactly what so many visiting fans will be looking for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quick time out. Some breakfast intel you want to know about. Kodiak Frozen Power Waffles and Flapjacks are built for busy mornings. Heat it, eat it, and you're out the door. No long prep, no complicated game plan. They're packed with 12 to 14 grams of protein per serving, a good source of fiber, and crafted with 100% whole grains, not refined white flour. So you're getting something that actually fuels you. And there's depth on the roster. Buttermilk and vanilla, blueberry, chocolate chip, even gluten-free options. Breakfast that delivers. Snack that delivers. Find Kodiak Frozen Waffles and Flapjacks in the frozen aisle at your local grocery store. They're the ones with the bear on the box.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Oh, as we know, draft season is here. That's where we started the show. That's where we're going next week. Everybody's talking about franchise players, blockbuster trades, and the moves that can reshape a team. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors is the kind of pick you can trust, especially after another long winter with your old windows. Discover why Pella Windows and Doors is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. That was just so much fun right there. Zach Galifianakis. Let's go to the phone lines. Jimmy in San Antonio is on the program. How you been, Jimmy?
Hey, I'm just over here, you know, composting. You know.
Right?
Attaboy.
That was fun. That was just a fun chat with Zach Galifianakis, man. He doesn't do a lot of these shows. So
he needs to come back more often.
I agree.
That was very cool.
That was great. I agree.
I've got a what's more likely, but first I need to tell y'all how nervous I am for the Spurs in the playoffs that are upcoming. Ooh.
Okay, why are you nervous?
Okay, here's why I'm nervous, and it's not Portland. We have OKC's number. OKC has Denver's number. Denver has our number.
Mm.
I don't know what's going to happen
and
who's going to come out of the West.
You're not alone.
No, I hear you, but you've got as great a chance as anybody. I mean, that's the thing. It's like for the first time the Spurs are making the playoffs. When was the last time they made the playoffs where you're thinking they could be as good as anybody and win it all? Right. When was the last time? Was that before Kawhi left for Toronto? Like how long has it been?
I'm more verbal than mathematical like you. I don't remember.
Jimmy, second best finals odds.
Yeah, it
you're
is.
Right, though.
They were second in my power rankings, just above the Pistons and the Knicks.
This guy.
Yeah, come on. What, Chris?
This guy.
No, but don't. So, Jimmy, you know, pour yourself one and enjoy it.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't get nervous. Like, this is finally, you finally made it.
Yeah.
You know, and this may be the last time you're the two seed, in all honesty. Hey.
Okay, that's true.
I mean, seriously.
Pour myself one like I haven't already.
No, I know that. No, and Aaron Fox, this is why you got him. Yeah, this is why you got him last year. That's why you got him last year when nothing was really at stake and you were building for this moment. It's time to hit it. Let's go. Let's go.
Okay. All right. I trust you. Are you ready for the what's more likely?
What do you got?
The whole room?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What's more likely? Susie would have hyphenated Schuster Silverman or just taken Rabbi Silverman's last name?
Good one. That actually happened. Johnny Silverman's dad, Rabbi Silverman, one of the greatest rabbis in the history of rabbiing in the United States of America, for sure. He married
so maybe a fantasy football name, Silverman's stepmom.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, he signed the wrong line.
Me on fire.
He signed the wrong line in the marriage license. Susie will tell the story. The thick New York accent. Somebody called her up and said, you got to get down here because you're married to your rabbi.
That's hilarious.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
See you, buddy.
Jimmy in San Antonio.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. And I got a chance to tell that to Andrew McCarthy. Life is amazing. Life is amazing. this news just broke. I'm sort of broken up by it. Garrett Anderson, one of the best angels of this century. He died at the age of 52. Is that really? Do we know what?
Yeah,
the Angels just
the
posted
Angels
this.
Posted
right?
a statement. Yeah, less than an hour. Deeply saddened to announce the passing of Angels Hall of Famer Garrett Anderson. No real details on what.
Listen,
happened.
I mean those. Championship Angels, I mean, they won it, as we all know, the World Series. But they were making runs with Socha and Erstad and Tim Salmon. But Garrett Anderson was a straw, man.
Dude, man.
And he could hit.
Uh-huh. He win a home run derby.
He could hit. He got those thunder sticks, you know, clapping. Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, the year they won, 2002, he was fourth in MVP voting.
He was amazing.
An all-star. Yeah,
he was spectacular.
Led the league in doubles. He was awesome.
Everybody needs, every championship team needs somebody like Garrett Anderson, where, mm-hmm. you know, he may not be the first name mentioned, but he might be the last word from the batter's box. My condolences to him and the Angels family. Wow. That one is a... saddening and shocking.
A punch.
We're back here on ESPN Radio Coast to Coast in a moment. Still here on
the Rich Eisen Show podcast.